This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How rural humanism policies promote community flourishing. Explore what rural humanism policies mean and how they apply positive humanism to create thriving, fair, and sustainable rural communities. Rural humanism policies, building stronger communities from the ground up. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about how humanism can actually shape policies in rural areas and bring about real positive change. It's interesting because when people hear humanism, they often think about abstract ideas in big cities or academic circles, but there's this whole world of rural humanism policies that aim to support people living outside the urban centres in ways that truly promote personal flourishing and community well-being. At its core, rural humanism policies embrace a secular worldview that centres on human needs, values, and the environment, rather than religious or dogmatic frameworks. It's about crafting public policies and community plans that are rooted in humanistic values, respect, dignity, fairness, and positive growth for everyone involved. Now, what does this actually look like on the ground? Imagine policies focused on enhancing education, healthcare, and social infrastructure, but all designed with respect for the unique rhythms and needs of rural life. These aren't your typical one-size-fits-all approaches from the city. Instead, they're based on applied humanistic philosophy that prioritizes empowerment, participation, and well-being over profit or political games. Community-centered healthcare. Rural areas often face healthcare access issues. Humanistic policies advocate for mobile clinics, telemedicine, and mental health services that are culturally sensitive and tailored to rural realities. The goal? To foster positive health outcomes and support resilience. Education for flourishing. Schools in rural areas don't just benefit from better funding, but from curricula that include social-emotional learning aligned with positive psychology principles, helping students develop skills like empathy, optimism, and problem-solving that last a lifetime. Sustainable local economies. Policies support small businesses, local farming, and ecotourism with an eye towards sustainability and community autonomy. This moves beyond just keeping people employed, it nurtures a sense of purpose and dignity through meaningful work. Inclusive civic engagement. Encouraging community members to participate actively in decision-making creates stronger ties and a shared commitment to local growth and justice. What's really compelling about rural humanism is how it connects with the broader idea of positive humanism. It's a philosophy that blends the optimism and resilience found in positive psychology with a grounded, secular worldview that accepts human nature as it is, complex but capable of goodness and growth. By embedding humanistic values into rural policymaking, communities can craft solutions that promote personal flourishing for individuals and collective well-being within the community itself. It's less about fixing problems superficially and more about nurturing lasting capacity, opportunity, and meaning. If you're curious about exploring these ideas more deeply, I can't recommend enough reading the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a straightforward guide that unpacks how secular humanism can be practical and effective in all kinds of communities, rural ones included. It offers insights on how to align values with everyday life and policy to create white-hot pathways to flourishing. Learning about applied humanistic philosophy through resources like this can be eye-opening, especially if you want to understand how to build a better future that works for everyone, regardless of where they live. So if you're interested in helping rural areas thrive with policies that focus on dignity, fairness, and well-being, this approach offers a powerful framework. Check out the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's a reminder that positive change starts with ideas grounded in respect for human potential and a secular worldview that elevates the common good.